The voter ID law in effect for next month's spring primary elections says you have to have one of several types of valid photo identification or receipts in order to be able to cast a ballot. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore says 23% of state residents over age 65 don't have a photo ID.
My sister Jackie is a perfect example. I mean, she is 74. She hasn't driven for a number of years. She's had the same bank for forever. They don't require her to show an ID.
Frank Gonzalez of the Milwaukee County Commission on Aging says there's still time to acquire some documents, but they may come at a price.
I should pay $20 for a birth certificate so I can go and get an identification so I can vote. That's bad. That's wrong.
Stephanie Sue Stein directs the Milwaukee County Department on Aging. She says the county is spending $50,000 to send out large envelopes reminding seniors what they need to apply for a Wisconsin state ID.
For instance, they will go to all of the people on the long-term care programs, the family care programs, the partnership programs. Those agencies will take them to their homes. We have housing building managers here that will make sure that everybody in the housing building gets one.
Stein says other counties are also planning more outreach to seniors, often with help from nonprofit groups that serve older residents. Stein worries that some older people will still fall through the cracks before the February election. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.